Right now, we get into it with the head coach and the general manager of the Calgary Stampeders. It is brought to you by the Bon Ton Meat Market. Just like your team, Bon Ton has a game plan to help and ensure that you execute the perfect eating and shopping experience every time. The only place to go, the new location of Bon Ton Meats in Crowfoot, Bon Ton Meat Market. John Huffnagel joins us as always here on your Tuesday morning. Good morning, Huff.
Hey, Boomer. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Nice little win on the weekend. You go in to a place where, as you had said last week, not always the easiest task to go into Rogers Centre and find a way to win. You also do it without some regulars, and it was an impressive performance all around. I'm guessing you got to be pretty happy.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with our football team. They went on a mission, and they played good football in all three phases. Still lots of room for improvement. We know that, but We thought that our special teams would have to change field position, and Jock did an outstanding job on that missed field goal return. Defensively, they made Ricky uncomfortable and forced him to throw short. We had great tackling on defense to prevent a lot of those little check down routes becoming first downs. And they did a great job once Toronto did get into the red zone area. Offensively, made some big plays. So overall, it was real good coming out with a win.
We seem to talk about it every year, don't we, that you never want to play without your starters and your regulars, but things happen, and then you get a chance to plug some other guys into roles where they may not be ordinarily, and you got a chance to see what you got, a little testing your depth a little bit, which might help you moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of confidence in everybody in that locker room. And, you know, when it's time to step up, they're ready. And that's the big factor there, is them being ready to play when that opportunity comes.
I'll tell you what, I could see you were seething on the sidelines as we sat at home and watched this thing. The call on Dan Fetterkill, the roughing the passer calls, it was a tough, not looking to get you fined here, Coach, but it was a tough night, I would guess, to restrain yourself, as you didn't, for a while, know what a penalty was or wasn't in Toronto.
Well, there were some difficult calls to make. The way the rule states, Dan Fetterkill cannot move forward when the defense goes into the neutral zone. He has to only protect himself, and so that was the right call on the roughing the passer by Lemon. It's a bang bang play. The referee saw some contact to the head. Obviously, that is a big point of
safety, right?
Exactly. So yep. I mean, I don't think it was the best call, but it was a call that he made, and I just allowed him to understand my viewpoint on things.
So between, and of course, Juwan Simpson had one that was kind of tough because clearly he pulled up on hitting Ricky Ray, and I agree with you 100%. Sean Lemon comes in. He hit him in the middle of the body. If Ray doesn't kind of tuck his head, it's absolutely clean. What do you tell your players? I mean, you got to, on one hand, you don't want flags and you don't want to keep drives going for the opposition, but you need to play, you need to pin your ears back and go get that quarterback. What do you say to your players knowing what the calls are going to be?
Well, it was an unfortunate call. That's all it was. We're not going to change our style of play. Sean was going to hit him cleanly, and the referee saw it differently at that second. And hey, you have to move on. You're going to play football, and you're not going to allow that type of thing to disrupt how you play the game, and because he had no ill intent, it really his aiming point was correct. Probably the referee will have to get better in making that judgment call.
You were shorthanded, so to speak. No Nick Lewis, obviously Maurice Price, John Cornish going in, but you were able to replace them before opening kickoff. You lose Keon Raymond and Deron Mayo partway through. There again, the test of that depth, the defense, your linebacking core came together nicely.
Yes, Lynn J. Shell went over from the nickel Will linebacker spot into Keon's position at Sam linebacker, and then Glenn Love played Mayo spot, and they both played very, very well. In fact, Lin-Jay got the team game ball, and he had an excellent job. He had eight defensive tackles and also two tackles on special teams.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to ask you about Lynn J. Shell because obviously he's been around the Canadian Football League. Anybody that's paid attention knows that this is a very good football player. He has experience down south as well. But not always do you bring in someone with a great deal of talent or experience and have them plug in and just work. A lot of times you look at it, it's just not a good fit. So far, it looks like Lynn J. Shell's a pretty good fit for you guys. Tell us a bit about how he's kind of integrated into your system.
Well, one of the reasons why we were very interested in Lynn J. when he became available was because he had played in Stuber's system. And I think that's a big part of the success that we've had so far defensively is that there are two players from BC last year that understand Stuber's system and can help the players throughout training camp answering questions, and it's Lynn J. and Josh Bell, and they've both done an excellent job since they've been here.
The other side of it, too, I thought that, obviously, for Bo Levi, the numbers are fine, the four touchdowns, you'll take that any day of the week, but he had the time and space that he needed. Again, that young offensive line, the work that Pat Delmonico has done with them, we've seen Brander Craighead has come in, as well as the other rookies. It's again, two games for you, but it looks like it's in pretty good shape early.
Yeah, I'm pleased with their play, the offensive line play. They are a physical offensive line, and they're doing a good job protecting the quarterback. Bo is making good decisions back there, throwing the ball accurately, and we're getting our running game is efficient. I can't say it's overpowering right now, but in the first two games it has been efficient, and we've had a good mix of run and pass.
We'll talk about your running back in a moment. The head coach and general manager of the Calgary Stampeders is John Huffnagel for Bonton Meat Market here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. In a general sense, I'm curious what your opinion is on the use of video replay in the CFL. We saw a call involving your team, pass interference late in the game. Do you feel like that should be a call or a play that's subject to review? Because so much of this game is to the referee's discretion. To me, it feels like that should just be in the eyes of the referees. They're the ones there. They're closest to it. It just doesn't feel right to be going to video on that play.
Well, I'll disagree with you, Boomer. I think especially late in the game where the ball is in the end zone or near the end zone, and if it's a clear miss by the officials, whether it was a called defensive pass interference or a play that wasn't called, you want to get it right, especially if it's a game-deciding play. And so that, in that situation, I agree with having the ability to challenge.
John Cornish, it's in the papers. He was the big talk of practice, I know, yesterday. He's going to see how he feels today, and I would guess practice today means is good news for the game against Hamilton. Obviously, great news to find out that maybe the headaches were more linked to something going on in his neck as opposed to maybe something concussion-related.
Well, no, he had a concussion, and he's going through the protocol, and he feels good. We're not going to rush it, though. We'll see how it goes. Essentially, he's in a day-to-day situation right now. Not only does his head have to be right as far as no symptoms, he has to have the confidence also to go out there and play. So, if he's symptom-free and feels good, then he'll go to the game. If we believe that he should have another week off, we'll make that decision later in the week.
So is it more his call or is it a doctor's call? I guess where does that weigh?
Right now, it's more or less up to if he's symptom-free, then I want the player to have the confidence to be out there to be at his best. I mean, I never want to put a player on the field that he's not comfortable or confident that he can play his best football. We have too many good athletes in our locker room.
And Nick Lewis, any update there?
Yeah, Nick is doing fine also. He's day-to-day, but I don't believe his concussion was as serious. He didn't have as many symptoms as John did, so I believe he'll be ready for the game.
To that, and I did want to ask you, and I kind of skipped over it, Anthony Parker, fourth year in the league, it's taken him a little while to get a foothold, and part of it is maybe due to the incredible depth you seem to have at receiver every single year, but here was an opportunity and a green light for him to get in and make a difference, and good on him that he did.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony has played good football for us since he's been here. The problem has been that when he has gotten an opportunity, he's made plays. But he's had some nagging injuries that would get him off the lineup. And then once you get out of the lineup, and if you have good depth at the position, which we do, like you said, at the Canadian receiver position, it's tough to get back on the field. And so hopefully Anthony's health will be the right type of health that he can stay on the field and get better as a football player, because that's how you get better, you know, through practice and also playing the football games.
Keon Raymond, Daron Mayo, updates for this week?
I don't know. Keon would be the most likely.
Yeah.
I have to say Daron is out of the game. I'm hoping for Keon, but that might be wishful thinking.
Anytime you get two touchdowns in a game, people are going to take notice. But I think people that have followed closely, Jeff Fuller, that 6'4", 220, even last year without getting, without the touchdowns or being a major part of the receiving core, you could see something was coming here. And right now, he looks like he could be an absolute wrecking ball this year in the Canadian Football League. So big, so strong. And you've had these guys before, but really, as far as guys that could go up the ladder and get the ball or make big plays, but it looks like we could be in the middle, the start of something real special here with Jeff Fuller.
I hope so. I mean, one thing that Jeff has is great work ethic, along with his great natural ability. So the sky's the limit for him, and every time he's been on the field, at the end of the season last year when he got here, and then so far this year, he's been a factor in the game.
And I obviously for him, when you come in partway through, you're getting used to the Canadian game and a playbook and everything else. It seems like having an off season and being able to come and take part in a training camp has been big for him.
No question, it's very helpful for them to be seasoned a little bit and then get into a training camp and really understand the offense, understand the concept of what the offense is trying to accomplish, and then playing fast and making the right decisions as the play's being run.
Give us a little history lesson on him. When did you lay eyes on him, or your staff lay eyes on him, and when did you feel like this is a guy you wanted to bring to Calgary?
Well, that's John Murphy's department.
Yeah.
He and his group of people scout the NFL camps, and they put him on the neg list, and when he became available, I believe he was released by Miami. We contacted his agent, and they wanted to come up and try Canadian football. So that's how that transpired.
There you go. John Huffnagel, head coach of the Calgary Stampeders, joining us here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan, for Bonton Meat Market. This week, you're at home on a Friday night against the Hamilton Ticats. They have already run into some injury issues at the most important spot. They're going to go with Jeremiah Mazzoli as their quarterback. What kind of intel do you have on this youngster?
Oh, no. I mean, he's played in the league for a couple of years now. He's a good athletic quarterback, good accuracy. We'll have our hands full. And then also with LaFerre, who comes in and does a lot of their running style plays at the quarterback position. So they're very well coached football team. Kent is very creative in his offensive game plan. They will try to get Gable the ball both as a runner and a pass receiver. Fantus would probably be back in the lineup. Maybe Ellingson. They have great skill also. They have a defense that is very complicated. They're a pressure defense. They want to make the quarterback nervous, so we're going to have our hands full. They're coming off their break. We're coming off a short week, so it's going to be a challenge.
And you're at home. It feels like it's been a long time for Stamps fans since they get a chance to see you.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for it, and we'll be ready to go.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Boomer.
You bet.
Bye now.
Good luck. There's John Huffnagel, head coach and GM of the Calgary Stampeders.